We often like to believe that our deceased loved ones are in a better place. This is, of course, a comforting thought, but it may not always be true. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Often, when someone dies, we hear people say, "They are in heaven now," or "They're in a much better place," assuming, of course, that the person has gone to heaven and is saved. While these words may bring comfort to the grieving family and friends, they may do more harm than good to the soul of the deceased. It would be better to continuously pray for their soul, even if we are sure they lived a virtuous Christian life. To illustrate this, let's delve into an example from the life of Padre Pio. Listen to this. In January 1958, a Capuchin priest named Father Vittorio da Canossa lay on his deathbed in the convent in Foggia. He turned to Father Rosario, who was by his side, and said, "What a grace I received this evening. If I live, I will write it down. If not, I will tell you about it." But these were his final words. Father Vittorio died just moments later, without sharing what he had experienced. However, Father Rosario later shared this incident with other friars. Among them was Father Francesco, who shared that on the night of Father Vittorio's death, he was in San Giovanni Rotondo caring for Padre Pio, who was feeling unwell. While Padre Pio was alone in his cell, Father Francesco overheard him talking to someone, but he couldn't understand what was being said. So he later asked Padre Pio about it. Padre Pio responded, "Yes, I was hearing someone's confession." Now, Father Vittorio's sister, Carmela Morocino, was deeply shaken by her brother's sudden death. So she decided to ask Padre Pio why the Lord decided to take him so soon. Padre Pio, who was very compassionate when it came to matters of death, responded with this vivid expression. He said, "Do you know what Jesus did with your brother? He went into a garden, and there were many, many beautiful flowers, but one of them was more beautiful than all the others. He leaned over the most beautiful flower and picked it." Carmela then asked, "Is he saved?" Padre Pio replied, "Yes, but we need to pray," implying Father Vittorio was not yet in heaven, but in purgatory. 6 months later, on July 29th, she returned to Padre Pio, still wanting to know if her brother was saved. She asked, "Is he in heaven now?" "My daughter," Padre Pio replied, "we priests have much more responsibility before God. Let's continue praying." Finally, on December 29th, a full 11 months after her brother's death, she again visited Padre Pio, asking if her brother was saved. She had been persistent in her prayers for her brother's soul, and Padre Pio replied, "He is now in paradise." End of story. So here we have a testimony where a priest, described by Padre Pio as the most beautiful flower, still must go through a state of purification before entering heaven. It leads us to reflect on how much more purification other souls, who may not be considered as beautiful, have to undergo before reaching the gates of heaven. Considering this, I dare to say that we should adopt an approach of prudence, acting as if the souls of our departed loved ones are in purgatory, rather than hastily comforting ourselves with the notion that they are already in heaven. This perspective can be profoundly beneficial for their souls, recognizing that they might still need our prayers, masses, and acts of penance to assist them on their journey towards God. Now, for those who may not be aware, there exists a shrine in France dedicated to the souls in purgatory. It's known as the Shrine of Our Lady of Deliverance of the Poor Souls, or simply Our Lady of Montlagin. Every year, it welcomes thousands of pilgrims who entrust their beloved deceased to the care of Our Lady of Deliverance. So let's end with a prayer to Our Lady of Deliverance for our deceased loved ones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady of Deliverance, have compassion on all our departed, especially those who are most in need of the Lord's mercy. Intercede for all those who have gone before us, and may the purifying love of God lead them to full deliverance. May our prayer, united with the prayer of the whole Church, obtain for them joy beyond all their desires, and bring consolation and relief to our loved ones in their suffering and distress. Amen. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.